Your North Iowa news continues on your Friday, November 14th. A northeastern Iowa man is facing several charges after he allegedly shot at the home of a man for a diss track rap song insulting him. Waterloo police say 28-year-old Jordan Meserer Metlin of Hudson showed up at the victim's house and shot several bullets into the home back on November 3rd. Waterloo police say a surveillance video showed Meserer Metlin parking his car, brandishing a gun and walking up to the home before shooting at it. Detectives with the Violent Crime Apprehension Team also obtained intelligence that he had been feuding with the victim as well. He's been charged with intimidation with a dangerous weapon, going armed with intent, and control of a firearm by a felon, all Class D felonies. According to the criminal complaint, when Meserer Metlin was arrested on Tuesday, a search warrant was served on his vehicle and his residence, which led to the recovery of over 40 grams of marijuana, for which Meserer Metlin did not possess the proper drug stamp, resulting into additional Class D felony drug charges. Court records show Meserer Metlin is prohibited from possessing firearms from a felony conviction or convictions of conspiracy and committing forcible felony, and also first-degree theft, both back in 2016, plus third-degree burglary in 2024. A northeastern Iowa man who possessed ammunition as a prohibited person has been sentenced to more than 2 years in federal prison. With his guilty plea, 45-year-old Nicholas Shubich of Waterloo admitted he had possessed ammunition knowing he'd previously been convicted of a domestic violence. On April 20th of 2025, following a traffic stop on a car that he was a passenger in, officers located methamphetamine, marijuana, and a box of ammunition in his backpack. He pleaded guilty to one count of possession of ammunition by a prohibited person in August. Thursday, Cedar Rapids, by United States District Court Chief Judge C.J. Williams, sentenced him to 30 months in federal prison. He must serve a three-year term of supervised release after prison. He's being held in the United States Marshal's custody until he can be transported to a federal prison. The case was investigated by the Iowa State Patrol, the Waterloo Police Department, and the FBI. Cheryl City residents will get one last chance to clear their yards before winter arrives, as the city's final curbside leaf pickup of the year is set to begin on Monday. Residents are asked to rake their leaves into the street, but with an important guideline, keeping an 18 to 24 inch gap from the curb. City officials say that space is necessary for equipment to work properly and to make sure rainwater can reach storm sewer intakes without clogging them with leaf debris. The city also reminds residents that the Shaw Avenue compost site remains open year-round for those who prefer to haul their own leaves or need additional disposal options after the final sweep. This upcoming pickup will be the final leaf collection of the season, so residents are encouraged to prepare their yards ahead of time. Iowa Lottery tickets with connections to the same Northeast Iowa County recently scored winners a combined $300,000 in prizes. Timothy Adulery of Prairie du Chien, Wisconsin, matched 4 of 5 white balls in the Powerball in the October 11th drawing to win $50,000 in Clayton County. He bought his winning ticket at a Quick Star in McGregor. Robert Hutchinson of Garber in Clayton County won the 15th top prize in the Iowa Lottery's Lucky 7 bonus scratch game for a $250,000 prize. He purchased his winning ticket at a Casey's in Solon. Other recent Iowa Lottery winners include Dean Williams of Cedar Falls, Gary Ostrom of Waterloo, who scored a jackpot of more than $19,000 playing the Monopoly game, Token's progressive Instaplay game they won appropriately on Veterans Day at the AmBets Post 49 in Cedar Falls. Alan Hubrich of Mason City, who won $25,000 with a plus the cash scratch ticket he bought at Yesway in Mason City. Deborah Sherman of Algona won $50,000 in the quick cash scratch game after buying her winning ticket at Casey's in Algona. Hazel Hurley of Cedar Falls won $50,000 with the $50,000 super crossword scratch game, purchasing her ticket at Quick Star in Janesville. And Shelby Murphy of Independence won $10,000 with the baseball scratch game after buying her winning ticket at Speed Shop in Winthrop. And finally, the New Hampton High School will host the fall musical production of Annie this weekend. Brenna Thronson has led the role of Annie, one of the most recognizable characters she's ever taken on.
100%. I've talked to a lot of community members. A lot of people are excited to come out and see a well-known musical. So definitely big shoes to fill, but I'm hoping to put on the best show possible for them.
Sydney Lowers plays Miss Hannigan, a role that's pushed her out of her comfort zone.
My personality, I'm very like nice person, so playing Miss Hannigan, she's kind of bossy and rude to the orphans, so stepping into that role is different for me.
Lowers jokingly adds she's been practicing for her role on her brother. Choir director Jill Cantu says some 4 dozen students have been involved in the production, in the works for just over 2 months.
So right after Labor Day, we started with auditions, and then the next week we started with rehearsals after school. So I think everything all in total, we're looking like all of the main characters have kind of put in about 90 to 95 hours outside of school on this production.
Show times are 7 p.m. both today and tomorrow at the New Hampton Elementary School Auditorium. Advance reserve tickets are $20 for one show or $30 for both nights. General admission at the door is $8. Extra money raised will go towards covering the rising costs of future musicals and the fine arts events. That was your North Iowa News for your Friday, November 14th. For these stories and more, head on over to kchanews.com.